This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chilling at the control. Dougie out, but he'll be back later in the week. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Victoria Keelan. Good right over there. Say hi, Victoria, just so we get three ladies. You know, we want to make sure everybody knows the voices. Kara, say hello.
Morning.
It's like a delayed response over there. So are we all in, like, post-Halloween sugar warp today, or is everybody doing all right?
I definitely had too much sugar yesterday, for sure. Way more than my normal.
All I know is I was looking at Facebook, and I saw my mom posting, this was a terrible day to try to quit sugar.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I only had about 5 or 6 trick-or-treaters come by, and I had a whole bunch of candy. So, as you can imagine, there was a bunch left over. And guess what happened to that? I ate it all.
Was it good candy?
Right thing.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was Twix and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, all that
nice.
Jazz. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's like the best candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you're, you know, just trying to make it through the day, take deep breaths. It's only Tuesday. All right, so a lot of, this campaign, election season 2016 has been one for the record books. Neither candidate is particularly likable. And that's why this story sort of piqued my attention. Did you know that if you participated in early voting, and, you know, big news came out about Hillary Clinton, I'm sure Donald Trump's not out of the woods yet, maybe you want to change your vote. Well, in some states, you can. You can vote twice, 3 times, and it's legal. It's only going to count once. The process is it's not very well known at all, ladies, and rarely used, but some states do allow voters to change early or absentee ballots with no questions asked. So in case something like what's happening happens and you think, oh, I got to go change my vote. The issue has received new attention, of course, because of the expected record number of early votes that will be cast in the 2016 presidential election. Some estimates are that up to 40% of voters have cast their ballots before the polls even open on Tuesday, November the 8th. In most states, voters who've already cast ballots need to show up to the polls on election day, have their prior vote nullified, and re-vote in person to have their new vote and only the new vote counted. If you live in Wisconsin, you can change your mind up to 3 times before your official ballot is cast and counted. But that doesn't mean people actually take advantage of the rules. Most often, I guess according to the Oshkosh City Clerk's Office, that no one has actually tried to use their 3 chances yet. Among the states that do allow voters to change their early ballot, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi. And the procedures differ in all those states, but you can ask the registrar to give you direction on how to do it. And these are battleground states, ladies. These are states that really matter in this election, like Wisconsin, Michigan's huge, Pennsylvania is huge. So maybe this is meaningful for either one of the candidates. Would you guys try to do this? Would you change your votes?
I wouldn't, because I'm not that indecisive, but can you imagine how many things can go wrong with, this to me just makes my brain hurt, because if you do a write-in, if you vote, mail in your vote, and then you go to the election polling site and you walk up to one of, like, the typically clueless volunteers and say, well, I mailed my vote in already, but I'd like to change it. I mean, where do they even begin? How do they even track you down? You know, I mean, if it's a computer system in your state, then that's easier. But if it's not, like, I'm in New York and we fill out our little hand bubbles, how do you even track that down in time to have your vote count?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. The primaries were messy enough where nobody seemed to know what was going on, and tons of stuff was already getting messed up, I can imagine. I mean, I would think that they would do training on this, but none of the volunteers really seemed to know much of anything. I mean, we didn't even have pens at our voting station when I went.
I know.
And I was just standing there like, what am I supposed to do? Am I, like, allowed to leave my station with all my stuff here and go get a pen? What's going on?
I would say if you're thinking about changing your vote, just get it right the first time, just in case.
But, I was thinking about that, and I totally agree with you guys, because I vote in somebody's garage. And don't get me wrong.
I go to the Senior Citizen Center.
These are, older people who open up their home, and they're sweet, and they have the garage ready to go, and they put out the voting booth, and you're good to go. But I can't imagine if I showed up to those people and said, yeah, I want to change my vote. I don't know that they would know those procedures. Now, California is not one of the states that allow you to do this, so maybe that would be different. Maybe in these other states they would. But that would be tough. I don't know if I trust the registrar, much less my neighbors, to have to do this procedure. It seems kind of sticky. But I was wondering, because there have been a lot of early ballots cast. In fact, more this election cycle than last. And so what if something happens? You know, the news about Hillary Clinton has come out. What if that's a deal breaker for you? What if that's you want to make a change and you've already voted? What if something new comes out about Trump? You voted for him. You want to change your vote. That's the danger, I guess, of early voting. You just have to sort of commit and hope for the best.
Yeah. Why? What is the reasoning for so many early voters this election?
I agree. It's just easier. It's a sign of the times, kind of. You don't have to worry about people voting at the polls. You have absentee ballots, or you have early voting. A lot of states like the early voting because it gives the campaigns also an indication of how they're doing in the weeks going up to the election. So. Interesting. All right. We will continue to follow the story. Let us know. Do you like this idea of being able to change your vote? Facebook.com/DJV Show, on Twitter @DJV Show. Or you can call us 888-302-DOUG. Up next, Iceland's prime minister resigns, and that pirate party we told you about last week, it's growing. Ahoy. It's 13 past the hour.
When you're celebrating 50 years of America's music, everybody shows up.
Let's do it. Come on.
The 50th CMA Awards on ABC, with performances by Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, plus an epic duet with Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, a show-stopping tribute to Dolly Parton. And be there for the first 8 minutes when we make country music history.
Are you guys ready?
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards live Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Starting November 4th at David's Bridal, hundreds of styles are half off. Yes, half off. That's half off select wedding dresses, including designer styles. Plus, half off all clearance bridesmaid dresses, shoes, and accessories, too. You'll find even more deals to love at davidsbridal.com. It's time to celebrate more and spend less. This sale starts November 4th, and the savings won't last long. Make your appointment at David's Bridal today. Selection varies by store while supplies last.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
No ho, no ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho.
Yo ho,
yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
50 minutes past the hour. On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria. No, we're not all still in our pirate costume from Halloween. It is not the Halloween hangover. Oh, no. This is all real deal. There is a pirate party in Iceland. That's right. And it seems to be doing very, very well. So here's the deal. Iceland was having this election. The election results are now in. The prime minister, I'm not even going to attempt to say this person's name. Actually, let's do it. Sigurdur Ingi Johansson.
You sound like a Swedish chef.
That was pretty good, right?
It was very good.
Sigurdur Ingi Johansson has stepped down. Johansson announced his resignation Sunday after his Progressive Party lost 11 seats. That's pretty big. That's a big shift in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. The country's anti-establishment pirate party... Maybe this is what Trump should have done, is created a pirate party in the country. Tripled its number of seats. The pirate party was created in 2012. Its platform calls for government transparency, protection of civil liberties, among other things. And in recent months, the party has capitalized on this wave of public unrest with Iceland's government. That unrest comes from a couple of things. There's a financial crisis back in 2008 that they're still working through.
Oh, yeah, that rocked Iceland. Oh, my gosh.
Many say rocked Iceland, I see what you did there.
Oh.
Many say led to a strong anti-establishment feeling across the nation. Then there was a scandal with Iceland's former prime minister earlier in this year. Oh, I'm going to say it again. In April, Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson.
That's very good.
Thank you. Maybe I'm part Icelandish. What do we say? Stepped down after his name was linked to the Panama Papers. Remember that?
Right.
That was back in April. So a lot of upheaval in Iceland, which is a country that you kind of think, I mean, I don't necessarily think a lot of unrest. I mean, I think a lot of cold people just relaxed all the time. I mean,
in
don't
those,
you?
Yeah, in those hot springs or whatever they have that people, the Blue Lagoon, that people go and you know, those things that are supposed to be so good for your skin.
Gunnlaugsson?
You know what I mean, right? The Blue Lagoon things that you go and swim in? Yeah.
I just like to say the names because it makes me, it really does make me feel like the Swedish chef. I think it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, you don't think a lot about the political structure, but it just kind of goes to show you this vibe that's happening all over the world where people are just sort of tired of the status quo. I mean, you've had that in our elections here. People loved Bernie Sanders. There was a movement around Donald Trump. Now you have Europe, who you had the Brexit stuff going on in England. You've got Iceland now having this pirate party that's coming to power because they're representing kind of the underserved. So really interesting. And, you know, if you take note about this, that people are just sort of sick of establishment status quo politics, maybe we could actually get some stuff done all around the world.
Go pirate party.
I know. I just like the pirate party.
Yes. I want to join the pirate party. No eye all patches, right, though, right? Because that's still sensitive for you.
It's still sensitive for me with the detached retina. That's right. All right. Insects. Are they scary? Yes, they are. Why? Because your brain confuses disgust with fear. This is a new scientific study out from Chapman University. Insects have this strange, terrifying power over humans. We know rationally that these creatures are not going to hurt us, yet we shriek when they land in our skin, give them prominent roles in our horror movies, and that's because an extreme fear of insects is basically our brain saying, ew, that's disgusting. It's like being afraid of germs, sort of. Kind of interesting. We'll continue to follow this story, don't you think, ladies? I mean,
yeah.
That is a really crazy reaction when something lands on you and you go, ugh.
Right. Right. It's not, you're not afraid for your life. You're just really more disgusted, but it comes across as fear.
It's kind of bizarre. We'll continue to follow that one. It's kind of like a good Fallout Halloween story. Creepy crawlies. All right, 21 past the hour, on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken hearted mothers to cry when it blooms. I'll be so lonely, baby.
24 minutes past the hour. So lonely. With Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen. Dougie is out. He'll be back at the end of the week. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort in place. And ladies, we're not alone because the king is back.
Nice.
Well, at least in spirit. No, I haven't been hanging out at Burger King, and I did not see Elvis flipping burgers in the drive-thru. No, no, no. The guest house at Graceland, a new 450-room hotel near Elvis's famous Tennessee estate, welcomes visitors starting on Sunday. Priscilla Presley has revealed the new property, which she oversaw. She helped design it. We never had a guest house at Graceland, she says. Elvis didn't really have any rooms for anyone to stay. The closest hotel was a Howard Johnson, the Hojo. And whenever we had friends over, that's where they would stay. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Until this week, visitors to the historic home, which opened to the public back in 1982, could expect similar accommodations that Elvis offered himself at the Heartbreak Hotel. A quirky property with a heart-shaped swimming pool. It was the prototype for the Holiday Inn, Priscilla revealed. That property was for sale and it's adjacent to ours, so we bought it. There was always an intention to have a better hotel. Now, if you make that pilgrimage to Graceland, you'll be greeted by modern rooms, 5 dining options, a theater for events, and 20 suites that pay tribute, tastefully, of course, sure, to the music legend's life and career.
If it's anything like Graceland, it's very tasteful.
I'm sure it's very tasteful. They'll probably have a jungle room.
Yeah.
Each suite has a feel of Elvis, and they said they didn't want it so Elvis-themed and Elvis everywhere because you could see that at Graceland. He wouldn't have wanted a hotel full of his pictures, but it still has that feeling. Priscilla's favorite suite is the King Suite, modeled after Elvis's own Graceland bedroom. bedroom down to the TV in the ceiling. So really cool if you're a fan of Elvis and you're going to Graceland to actually have a cool place to stay. Not that the Hojo isn't fantastic. But that brings me, ladies, have you guys done the pilgrimage? Victoria, have you been to Graceland?
I have, yeah. I went about 5 years ago, and I really loved it. I thought it was really great. I kind of went into it going, like, yeah, this is, might be cool. It's, you know, I like Elvis, you know, as much as anybody else. And then when you're there, I found it was more emotional than I thought it would be. It was just, I felt like I really got to know him in a weird way. It was great. I loved it.
I think it's a really well-done site. Kara, have you been to Graceland?
No, I've never been. I mean, I haven't traveled around the country that much, and my parents never really listened. I never really listened to Elvis much when I was growing up, but I think it would be a really cool cultural experience, you know, because I feel like you know a lot about him from what, you know, you read or from, you know, his Wikipedia page or something, but it would be cool to actually go and you know, see where he lived.
And Victoria's right. It is a very, they do it really well so that you do feel like you know him. I went as a kid not knowing much about Elvis, and I remember going, wow. And, you know, you kind of feel like you get to know him, and it is really sad. You follow his life around. The one thing that was so stunning, though, is that you hear about Graceland, and you think you're pulling up to this big palatial estate, and it's really kind of a small house. But,
yeah.
And by the way, every place, everything you walk through always ends in a gift shop.
Yes.
They do a really good job with the sales. I don't know. I think it's kind of fun. It's a great experience walking down into the mirrored basement, and you wonder how he ever got down there when he was having some fun on a Friday or Saturday night.
Right.
In the jungle room. I'd check out the hotel. I think that would be kind of fun.
And also make sure if you do go, yeah, and you should also go and check out with his planes and the cars, because that was really cool. Yeah, that was very cool.
Very awesome. All right, we'll have this story up on our Twitter page, Twitter feed, twitter.com/@DJV Show, and on Facebook /DJV Show. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara Schillen.
Little Joe was blowing on the slide trombone. Round the fourth of Eleanor with crack, boom, bang. The whole rhythm section was a purple game.
You are not invisible. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whether you want to realize this or not, you are always emitting energy. You can be in a room sitting off to yourself, yet you are still giving off energy. If you are in a group, you might think that you can just sit there quietly and not say anything, but there is still an energy to your presence. From the facial expressions you make to your body posture, you are constantly emitting energy. And the question you have to ask yourself at some point is this: what energy are you giving off to the world? What energy are you contributing to those around you? From your home, to your work, to the community, to social interactions, you are always, always emitting energy. It's important to understand that, because in your understanding that you're emitting energy, you can have more control over what that energy actually looks like. For more on awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Okay, the first time we read this commercial, he got one. So I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home?
Ah, piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds. So it'll even hold me. They've got a 10-year warranty. And the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a million-dollar office. And it's your office.
And we got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. 10-year warranty. Scratch resistant. Stylish. Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order direct at Vitraza.com. That's V as in Victor. V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A. Vitraza.com.
Use the discount code CHAIR to save 10% on any in-stock or custom.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Oh, yes it is, folks.
It's the happy
Halloween is dead.
We
just skip over Thanksgiving. It's now Christmas. Holiday season is in full effect. You just can't avoid it. In any store you go to, that red, the red bunting is up. It's up at Macy's. It's up at Target. It's up at all the stores I've been to over the last couple of days. Christmas right around the corner. And Amazon is celebrating. Amazon's Black Friday deals actually start today. And this is really smart because I've made this vow to myself. I actually wanted to be finished Christmas shopping by the end of October. And I'm almost there. I know it's pretty disgusting. But, you know, there are a couple of items that I want to pick up that I know will be priced nicely on Black Friday. And so then you go, well, I can't really keep my goal of being done by November if I have to wait for Black Friday to get these deals. So Amazon must have heard my silent prayer and my plight. And they're getting a head start on the busy holiday season. They're opening up their first holiday deals tonight. Tonight, that's right, as part of their Black Friday deal store. Don't expect a huge amount of big ticket deals that headline actual Black Friday sales, though for those looking to get some items off their holiday wish list, you can find some decent deals. Amazon says it will be offering tens of thousands of deals, with new deals coming as often as every 5 minutes. That's crazy.
Wow.
Amazon will be running its Black Friday shop through December 22nd. In addition to the deal store, Amazon updates also announced some updates to its mobile apps to allow for easier shopping. It's crazy. You can just spend more money just with the touch of a button. Even when you're in a physical store. So now you can use your phone's camera to do a visual search for an item within the Amazon app, and then the online retail giant will have, be able to tell you if it's better priced, which I've been waiting for, to have that scan feature where you can actually see where the price is the best. They already have an app for that. I think it's called Shop Savvy, something like that. But Amazon now giving you the option so that you can comparison shop online with them is really cool. It's a feature called Package X-Ray, and there's also a new feature, Package X-Ray, where iPhone users can actually use the feature to peek inside the box without opening it and risking ruining the surprise. You scan the barcode from the app, and then you look inside. It'll show you what it looks like inside the box. That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
There are also some incentives to draw users to the company's Prime offering. You know, for $99 a year, you can become an Amazon Prime customer, which features access to their music and video libraries. It also gives you free two-day shipping. Prime members now will get an additional 20% off pre-order and new release video games, as well as the ability to shop thousands of lightning deals with the 30-minute head start, as opposed to non-members who wouldn't get that. So, pretty cool stuff from Amazon trying to compete. I use Amazon a ton for holiday shopping. It's rare now that I actually go out into the malls. What's your holiday shopping scenario, Victoria? Do you do online or in stores?
I would say I'm probably 90% online at this point, and Amazon is usually my go-to. Amazon, I think Amazon Prime, I was never really on board. A friend of mine convinced me to try it out, and I'm so glad I did. For $99 a year and free two-day shipping on everything that you buy, I sound like I'm a commercial for Amazon, but it really is the best $99 a year that I think I could spend, knowing how much stuff I really order from Amazon, and plus all the Amazon TV stuff that we watch. It's a great deal. So that's pretty much 90% of my Christmas list.
Yeah, I would agree. Kara, do you use online a lot, or do you still go out to the mall?
I find I use mostly Amazon, too, because I don't like dealing with the crowds around the holidays. It's miserable going into the stores and where there are really long lines, and then people want things that are so specific anyways. So I feel like with Amazon, you can go and you can really search for things that are specific, whereas when you go to the store, you kind of find something that's sort of in the realm of what people want, and then you can get that. Amazon is the way to go. That's
my only complaint. I wish they would up their wrapping game.
I know the wrapping is a little.
I've never gotten mine. I normally just order something and then
I actually get everything wrapped. You know, I buy laundry detergent from Amazon. I get the gift wrapping. Every day is Christmas.
Why
around
not?
Here. Well, you know, I tend to like it. I love to go shopping, and I love to go shopping at holiday time. I'm one of those weirdos. I love to get out there. But for me to have the items that I know that I want to buy already checked off my list, there's something just mentally that is so freeing about getting it done early, because then you can actually go to the mall if you want, just to wander to window shop sort of, and everything's sort of done already before that rush starts. You can actually enjoy the holiday season. So check it out. You can check out the new Amazon app. Let us know what you think at DJV Show on Twitter. Now, we like to cover some of the best from the late night shows, because, you know, if you're up now, we know you get up early like we do. So we watch all the late night shows for you. We find the best of the best and play it so that you feel connected when you go to the water cooler and someone says, hey, did you see Seth Meyers last night? And we go, yeah, he had this joke.
Donald Trump told supporters last night that Hillary Clinton wants to bring 650 million immigrants into the United States within 1 week of taking office. Whereas if he wins, Canada gets 150 million immigrants.
little
50 million.
I don't know what these late night comics are going to do without the presidential election, which, by the way, is over in 1 week. They're going to have to come up with something new, although I'm sure whoever wins will give them plenty of fodder. All right, James Corden also did some political joking. He joked about Anthony Weiner and the new email controversy.
Speaking of creeps who won't go away, the emails that the FBI are investigating actually came from the computer of Anthony Weiner. Now, Anthony Weiner, of course, the politician who was disgraced for sending naked pictures to, well, just about everyone. You got one, right, sir? You got one? Everyone got theirs, right? You all got them now. Of course, a wiener was going to get in the way of the first female president in the White House.
That sounds like Oprah. One for you.
And of course, this guy has such an unfortunate name that shortly after the news broke that Anthony Weiner was related to these emails, that's how they found them, everybody had their own version of the Weiner joke on Twitter. It's like we're all a bunch of 7-year-old boys. It's great. All right, Conan O'Brien joked about Halloween and the presidential election. Can't leave it out.
Halloween, yeah, usually it's the scariest day of the year, but I think we can all agree that in 2016, the scariest day of the year is a week from Tuesday. I am horrified. No, it's not funny.
No, we end your own joke with me. Yeah, we can't end on that. I hate to do it. We were going to actually against show direction. We were going to skip Stephen Colbert, but that was such a terrible Conan O'Brien joke. Yeah. Let's try it. Let's hit Stephen. Here he is.
To recap your weekend, here's what we know. Nothing. We don't know what's in the emails. We don't know when we're going to know what's in the emails. We don't know what effect this is going to have on the election. I don't know why Comey sent this letter. It's like the old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, it'll still be more informative than James Comey. Now, Comey defended his actions in a letter to FBI employees saying, quote, of course, we don't ordinarily tell Congress about ongoing investigations, but here I feel an obligation to do so, given that I testified repeatedly in recent months that our investigation was completed. At the same time, however, given that we don't know the significance of this newly discovered collection of emails, I don't want to create a misleading impression. Yes. Oh, yes, you wouldn't want to create a misleading impression. He's like a detective who gathers all the suspects in a room and announces, is one of the people in this room is a murderer. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have dinner reservations.
All right. Okay. I don't know. These guys, maybe they were all in Hollywood Halloween hangover themselves. Yeah. All right. You want to stay young forever? We have the secret for you next. That's right. Oh, you're going to be so happy, so young, so beautiful. 43 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Now with your American Express card, it's extra special to shop small at local stores because today you can earn even more rewards. Now through December 31st, eligible American Express card members can earn more rewards when they shop small in their neighborhood. Learn more and enroll your card today at AmericanExpress.com.
Prepaid and corporate cards, cards issued by other financial institutions, the Plum Card, and certain other cards are not eligible. Reward cap and other terms apply.
Maybe you're not a numbers guy. Maybe you don't know the difference between pi r squared and pi r round. Doesn't matter. Proving only the Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker cargo van stacks up is a piece of cake. The Metris Worker has 57 cubic feet more cargo volume than the Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase. That's about the size of a New York City apartment these days. And if you want to talk about the 800-pound gorilla in the room, you can carry three of them in the Metris Worker. With the Ford Transit Connect, the third gorilla walks. The Metris Worker has more capabilities than a Transit Connect, and with a $25,995 starting price, has a low cost of ownership. Ain't math grand? The Mercedes-Benz Metris Worker Cargo, starting at $25,995. See your local dealer or go to mbvans.com. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model mattress worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Comparison based on publicly available vehicle specifications for the 2016 Ford Transit Connect long wheelbase.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then, the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle. So the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, if you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Electricity.
Hey, it's me, Electricity, so I'll keep this short. Get it? Never mind. Anyway, I just want to make sure you're not, like, still mad at me about that electrical fire in your kitchen. I mean, obviously you're not, but I'm just checking to make sure. It's no big deal if you are. It's not like you're asking me to pay for the damage. Right?
Electricity won't pay for an electrical fire. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Kara Schilling at the controls. Dougie out. He is taking some well-deserved time off. He'll be back at the end of the week. In the meantime, the ladies are taking over the on-air program. And I think everybody struggles with this, right? Once we reach a certain age, we all go, oh, we have to stay young. We don't want to act like we did when we were young. We always appreciate the maturity, I think, that comes with dealing with a lot of life scenarios. But we want to look and feel young. And researchers have given us a new secret. According to a new study, the secret to a youthful glow may lie in green veggies. Dun, dun, dun! Okay, like we hadn't heard this one before.
I know, right?
Researchers have discovered that an enzyme found in broccoli, cucumbers, cabbage, edamame, it may slow down more than just the age. It may slow down the aging process. More research needs to be conducted before doctors can start prescribing edamame as an official antidote for aging. But it can't hurt to load up on greens while we wait for more information. I mean, I think this is sort of common sense, obviously. More greens, more fruits and veggies, right? The better your skin's going to look, the better your body's going to feel, the less inflammation.
Doesn't that just mean the more vegetables you eat and the healthier you eat, the healthier you're going to be? I mean, if you're healthy, you're going to look better, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's always that correlation, too. But, you know, it's specifically in kale. Kale's very high in vitamin K. And for the ladies out there, if you don't want to get into the Botox, vitamin K is actually the only vitamin that makes your body produce more collagen. And we start to lose collagen, some doctors say, as early as 19. You stop your production of collagen in your body slows down. So whenever you look around at women who juice all the time and they juice kale. Some of my girlfriends have been juicing kale since before kale was popular, and their skin is amazing, and it's all that vitamin K and the collagen that comes from it.
They were kale before kale was cool.
Exactly.
So what's the best way? I know obviously the end goal is to eat a lot of vegetables, right? And just make sure that you're filling your body with the right nutrients. And like you said, if you overwhelm your system with some kale, it's going to produce more collagen, all of these things. But do we have to eat, do we need to eat it, juice it, take a supplement? I mean, what do you think the best way is to get those vegetables? Because I would imagine you can't beat eating like a full raw vegetable. That's got to still be the best thing for you.
Well, you get all that fiber too. So yeah, then you get the water content. So yeah, I would say eating as much raw as you can is probably the best way. But juicing is great too, because you get more volume.
I'm going to go hit the broccoli. I'll be back, ladies. It's 50 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Kara.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Chilling. Dougie Doug out. He'll be back at the end of the week. In the meantime, Victoria Keelan, you are our queen. You are our goddess of tech. I'm sure there's a keyword
you're
I could have thought of. And don't forget, you can actually follow our hashtag for Tech Talk, hashtag Tech Talk, on Twitter, twitter.com/DJV Show, and of course on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show. You can also follow all of us. You can follow Victoria at On Air Victoria. I'm at Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen at C Schillen on Twitter. Now, Victoria, in the news today, there is a story that really piqued my attention. I need to get a new car. My lease is up on my Lexus that I'm driving. I don't know what I'm going to get. I haven't fallen in love with anything yet. And I see today in Tech Talk that I can get a Toyota Prius without paying for it?
I know,
what?
Right?
Well, sister out.
Toyota is launching a 500-car pilot test in San Francisco coming up in January. And for select Toyota owners, you can basically rent your vehicle to other people through an app and a company called Getaround. Have you heard of Getaround?
I haven't.
In California? California, I always look to California for all these great ideas, and California is always ahead of the rest of the country with things like this. I think Uber started in California, so did Lyft. This is an interesting ride share. Basically, if you own a Toyota, there are certain models. If you have a Prius or if you have a Lexus, which is also owned by Toyota as a parent company, a Lexus C200H. Is that what you have, Jen?
No, I don't. I have my Lexus is a GS350.
Well, if you have either the Prius or the Lexus C200H, you can be a part of this pilot program, and you can actually how it works is you rent your car by the hour or by the day to other people. There is a little lockbox that Toyota has developed called a smart key box.
Oh yeah, I would
and
never
do this. It allows a renter to unlock and start your vehicle from their smartphone. So essentially, it's like if you want to be an Uber driver and make some extra cash, it's like being an Uber driver, but you don't have to drive anyone around. You're renting your car out. So a lot of people are into this now. If you don't want to own a car or if you don't want to rent a car from enterprise or a traditional company, a lot of people are into the ride sharing thing. So now Toyota has realized that 20% of get around participants right now drive Toyota Priuses. So they partnered with Get Around, and essentially starting in January, if this program goes well, if you want to get a brand new Prius and you want to be a part of Get Around, you can actually get special financing that allows all the money you make from Get Around is going, it ends up going to your car payment. So you don't incur an actual car payment.
That's so it's kind of cool. If you need some help getting a car, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah, and if you don't use your car all the time, I know people in LA tend to, or in California in general, drive a lot and use their cars, but if you don't use your car all the time, this could end up being a really cool way to get your car paid off without taking a hit to your pocket.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you are looking for that help, and you maybe want to get something new. I mean, a lot of people struggle to kind of keep an older car going. This would be a good way to upgrade. Cool.
Absolutely.
All right, speaking of upgrade, Netflix is looking at upgrade. You know, they do the Netflix and chill. Well, how about if you have trouble falling asleep? What's Napflix, Victoria?
Napflix.
I'm all about the Napflix.
I know, right? Napflix is actually not associated with Netflix, and however, they're definitely trying to get some attention from Netflix. Napflix is a website that helps you go to sleep. So it takes Netflix and chill to a new level. Netflix and chill is great, but if you are watching binge-watching shows or movies on your tablet at night in bed or on your laptop, it revs up your brain, and it's very hard to go to sleep at night. And a lot of people in this country, and I think that devices are a big part of this, we're all device-addicted, and we're sleep-deprived, and our brains are just working in overtime. And so Netflix has a variety of things that you can watch, like a three-hour video of a beach or a one-hour Minecraft video of a chicken walking around. So if you're into Minecraft, it's very relaxing. It actually is the most effective sleep solution if you're going to watch the 2013 World Chess Finals.
Oh,
they also have that. So if you have trouble sleeping at night, if you switch from Netflix to Napflix, it might actually help you catch some more Z's.
What about, though, I've heard a lot of scientists talk about the effect of light. Even with your eyes closed, they say that your room should be as dark as possible, mm-hmm. because the light from alarm clocks or cable boxes or whatever can impact your sleep. And I've heard a lot of people say that you should stay away from your screen, your device, before you take a nap, because that also kind of wires your brain. I wonder if this does the same thing or if they've worked around that.
You know, that's a good point. It's you're still staring at a screen, so hopefully it'll just help you fall asleep faster, and then you can shut all of your screens down. But yeah, get as much electronics out of your room as possible.
I'm ready for Napflix at 59 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.